It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Shirtley, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson. This is the sound of Soundgarden with Taylor Momsen singing at the, I believe, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. Cool. Soundgarden is reuniting to play the halftime of the Patriots Seahawks show. That is freaking awesome.
It is cool.
And this is going to be who's going to be singing. And also Mike McCready of Pearl Jam is going to be joining us. Cool, a cool story there.
Yeah, well, right. Aerosmith's doing halftime of the Steelers home opener here, so.
Oh, that would be nice. No, they're not, actually.
That would be cool, though. That would be awesome. That'd be cool. That'd be breaking news.
It would be the greatest thing ever. I just wish, man, they're one of the few bands that I never got to see. I've seen a million bands, and I've never gotten to see Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And I probably never will now. All right, I have to play this. Ted, I don't know if you've seen this yet. Ken just sent this to us. I'm so glad he captured this moment. So Christian Gonzalez was just out on the field at Gillette. He's got a horde of reporters around him. All right. Obviously, we know everything that's going on with the contract stuff. It is like a butting of heads between Christian Gonzalez and his people and the Patriots. And meanwhile, while Christian Gonzalez is starting to speak to the press, in the background on the video, you can go to WEEI.com or the WEEI Facebook page or Instagram and see this. While he's getting ready to talk, all of a sudden, in the background, Robert Kraft's chopper starts to land right behind him. So here's how the press conference sounds when Christian Gonzalez starts to speak. Let it roll. He's literally talking.
That sounds fake, but it's actually the video. Wow. Awesome. Wow.
That is so great. Oh, man.
Almost as if, oh no, is he gonna speak? Get the chopper, baby. And just, he's like, at one point he's speaking, and you see him just kind of stop and smile like, you've got to be kidding me. Right.
It's like a Naked Gun skit.
It totally is. I mean, I'm playing one more time. This is him literally speaking, and even the reporters are starting to laugh at just how either it's ironic or who knows what it is, but. How convenient. Oh,
classic. God.
I mean, he had some, I thought his comments were kind of revealing a little bit. You know, you can always, as a player, hide behind your agent. And, you know, hey, I don't know, it's my team. Hey, this is what they want. That's when, you know, really, I think in more than any other sport, football players are more involved in their contract negotiations than I think people realize.
Let's go to Big Al on line three. Big Al, what's happening, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, good, fellas. You know, as a 25-year veteran of the United States Air Force, I want to say that I love helicopters.
Love
them. Yep. I love the fixed-wing aircraft more, but the helicopters are pretty good, too.
Everyone's Robert Kraft is getting better. I have to say I'm proud of all of our callers. All of the Robert Krafts are getting better, Big Al.
Listen, guys, you know, as the saying goes, two things can be true at the same time, okay? Number one, are the Patriots cheap? 100%. I get it. Number two, and I haven't heard this brought up yet, Ted Johnson, please help me out here. Sure. But if I'm not mistaken, it's very rare, considered kind of bad form, for any ball player in the NFL to hold out or threaten, you know, need new money with 2 years to go on their deal. They usually wait until 1 year to go. That's what Deion Branch did. They couldn't work it out. He got traded to Seattle for a number one pick. Richard Seymour, you know, they worked it out with him. He didn't show up to OTAs and mini camp, and, you know, eventually they traded him to the Raiders. But at first, he re-signed with the Patriots after, you know, it was 1 year to go. Down here, I'm about 2 hours from Jacksonville. Maurice Jones-Drew, I think, was the first player in the NFL to try to hold out with 2 years to go, and that did not go well. The owners just don't like that. And I don't know if it's fair or unfair, Ted, but that seems to be the pattern that I have noticed, unless I've been missing something here lately. But help me out. Have a good day, fellas.
Thank you,
Thanks, you too, buddy.
So he's played 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's
3 years into a now a 5-year deal because they picked up the extension, the fifth year.
Yep. It is. So most deals are 4 years, right? So essentially, this is the year before, you know, your last year is usually when you negotiate a big deal, right? So being a first rounder, they can put a fifth year on you. So it technically, yes, it's still with 2 years remaining, But the average contract outside of the first round is 4 years for a 4 year deal. So these first rounders, they're like, what? I mean, I gotta wait an extra year before everyone else to get, you know, an extension. That doesn't seem fair. So I see Al's point, but you know, technically, it's the way these first rounders look at it is they're 4 year deals, and so they want, if they can, negotiate new extensions going before they go into their fourth year. And another thing I would say is there's a lot of great players that have come from Christian Gonzalez's draft class that have signed extensions. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to point to that as like, well, these other teams believed in their guys. Why don't you believe in me?
All right. I want to play this real quick because after Robert Kraft's helicopter ended up quieting down, you actually did get some good sound bites from Christian Gonzalez. And Jackson, you have one, correct?
Yes, sir. Here we go.
I mean, it's frustrating, but I mean, it's, you know, I'm focused on the season. I'm focused on here now and doing what I got to do, and I'm out here to compete and get better.
Okay, well, hard to hear, but I think, so he said he's frustrated, Rich, but I think the money, the quote, is the one, him talking about, my team has made it known what I feel I'm worth, and the right people know what I'm worth. That plus the cash spending clip from Elliot Wolf will define the day, you know what I mean?
I just that helicopter. But play that one more time. When Christian Gonzalez is just trying to talk, and then here comes Robert Kraft's helicopter.
This is a missed like, trick.
Just screwing up the entire thing. Hey, look at all those people stuck on Route 1. Jonathan, buy me another lane. Can we fly over Bill's house? I don't want to land. I just want to hover.
207 text. Kraft is just arriving for work at 4:30. What's going on?
That's right. I mean, he's been out all night. All right, let's go to Jake on line two. Jake, what is up, buddy? How you doing?
What's up, guys? Taddy, long time no talk.
What's up, bud?
I want to get to the Niners situation in a second. Oh. But first, Taddy, to your favorite subject. Do you know what went wrong with stupid Steve Belichick at Carolina? And if Carolina does beat TCU, does the angelic Jordan Hudson, who's been very well behaved lately, deserve more credit in that situation? So that's number one. And then number two with Jed York. You are worth billions of dollars, and you need some greasy you-know-what for $140. But the Niners, like the Patriots, seem to get into these Christian Gonzalez situations often. Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams. Now, like York, who's worth billions and can't wine and dine a girl, Robert Kraft has had a similar incident. Meanwhile, I don't know, there's 30 other owners who will spend money on dates and players. What's up with that?
Yeah, the Jed York thing's wild. That is a... it was like a ended up getting caught in a prostitution sting, right? Mm-hmm. The owner of the 49ers.
I think he pled down to a misdemeanor of some kind, one day in jail, whatnot. But yes.
Oh, all right. Because originally I saw it was a misdemeanor. I'm like, why is anyone reporting on that? And they said, no, it's prostitutes. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Well, that makes it a little,
and,
a little
and the reports I'm reading is that he got pulled. He pulled over in a trailer where there's a trailer park. So it's.
He was coming to meet the alleged.
But no, I don't think. I think it's being misled as that's where the prostitute lived.
Oh, I thought that's where it was. And that's just where he got pulled over.
That's where he got
really?
Nabbed, I think. Yes.
Okay. All right.
So, we'll back into those details.
But, sure. Dude, the 49ers are kind of, I don't know, it's kind of, you know, we had some stuff with, you know, Kyle Shanahan in the offseason, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, with his
– get on that, Tony Farmer.
Yeah. Exactly. Where are you at, Tony?
Yeah, that's there's a lot of weirdness going on there. And, like, the way that, like, nobody reported it, I guess the 49ers press knew about it, but nobody reported about it for like several weeks, which was definitely strange. Yeah, it's odd.
How weird is this whole situation, though? The helicopter. Next year, when Drake May's giving a press conference, will Robert Kraft be coming in on the helicopter?
Oh, finally, you're doing a great job. You're like the son I never had.
Just see him shaking up.
Hey. Why didn't we take this thing to Vinatieri's Hall of Fame induction?
That drives me crazy. The fact that he said he was stuck on the runway, he couldn't get to Vinatieri's, right. And here he comes in his own helicopter.
That's a long flight, though, to Canton.
Yes. There's no possible way a billionaire could find alternate transportation when he knew about it months ahead of time. Okay. That video, if you have not seen it, Justin Turpin, you are the best for capturing it. You can go to the WEI Facebook page, their Instagram. It's Christian Gonzalez literally trying to speak about how things are effed up with his contract, and Robert Kraft's helicopter seems to enter the picture. Well, that's him. He's actually speaking at this moment. You can see his mouth moving, but you can't hear him.
It's time to wave the white flag. He is not getting a new deal. It's over. I mean, this is the nail in the coffin. Ted, do you think they're going to get an extension done this year?
I'm worried. I don't think it's going to get done this year. Maybe
he's going to play on the fourth year.
You know what? You guys are just your worry warts. It's going to happen. It's all theater, baby. Just get ready for the season. He's